You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
As we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I guess these young kids are doing something called pre-funking. Did you guys hear about that? It's like pre-drinking, but they call it pre-funking. I always hate seeing things like that because I feel older, like I'm getting older and older, and now I have to learn the new verbiage. But I guess, I don't know why they have to have a new vocabulary word for this, but pre-funking, or funk, F-U-N-K, pre-funking, or pre-partying is basically chugging cheap alcoholic drinks before you head out to the bar. Okay, really? So if your kids, if you call your kids and you're asking what they're doing before they are going to the game, and they say, oh, nothing, Mom, we are pre-funking, and you're like, what's that? And they try to say it has to do with algebra. No, they're lying. All right? Apparently, what close to three-fourths of college students are doing is they preload their evening with alcohol before they go to the bar. Now, now that I read this, well, I think a lot of us did that, right? Because when you go to the bar, it's expensive. So people want to get loaded up with the cheaper alcohol so then they could just sit there holding that one drink, not spending a lot of money, but already being drunk, okay? Now, of course, there are researchers looking at this. And Florian Labhart, a researcher at Addiction Info Switzerland, says pre-drinking is a pernicious drinking pattern. Excessive consumption and adverse consequences are not simply related to the type of people who pre-drink, but rather to the practice. You all know what that means? Boy, whatever it is, she just made this study completely boring. So anyway, they basically researched kids, found out many students drink prior to going to the bar or club. Why is this important to us? Well, that means the early part of the evening, you already have drunks out there on the road. That's what it means. You have people trying to get loaded before the night even starts. I mean, I remember in college, we wouldn't eat, all right, so that the alcohol would kick in quicker. We didn't have a lot of money. So if we wanted to drink or have that buzz, we would do it on an empty stomach. Why eat dinner if it messes up with the alcohol consumption? Save the money on dinner, save the money on alcohol. So, you know, the 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock time at night, you could still be surrounded by people that are drunk driving. These pre-drinkers also engage in more, from what we understand, drug use, unsafe sex, violent behavior. They could have blackouts, hangovers, etc. So, all right, so just keep an eye on what your kids are doing. Know that kids these days are still just as stupid as they were when we went to school, and just be careful out there. Honestly, we don't really do a lot of driving Friday night or Saturday night. We don't. If we ever go out, it's really close to the area where we live. We just don't like, you know, messing around with it because we think there's people out there that are stupid. You know, when my kids are driving age, I'm not so much worried about their driving. I think we're going to be able to teach them, you know, you yield, never be the first one in the intersection. That's something I was actually taught, when I was on my rheumatology rotation with Dr. Harris. He said, he always tells his wife, never be the first one in the intersection. So when the light turns green, no sense speeding out into the intersection because your drunk driver or your person running a red going the other way is going to hit you. All right. Now, you don't have to be the first one in the intersection. Very important. Another driving tip I was taught in school is when you're going to make a left turn, don't have the car already into the turn. Have the car completely parallel to the oncoming traffic and to the traffic that you're in. Because when somebody rear-ends you, if your wheels are already turned, they rear-end you into the oncoming traffic. As opposed to if your wheels are straight forward and you could rear-end it, hopefully you only go straight. And then you don't hit the oncoming cars. So, I mean, I'm going to be teaching my kids a lot of those things, so I'm not going to be worried about them. But what I worry about are all the other cars. I mean, I worry about everybody else surrounding you. I tell you guys this story a lot, because it just shows you how vulnerable you are. I was, when I did ER in Lake Havasu, I would drive, you know, back and forth from Las Vegas to Lake Havasu, about 2.5 hour drive. You get a little bit of relief on the 40, but for the most part, you know, you're driving small lanes. Well, you know, you finally get to the 95 in Vegas. Or is it the 93? I think it's the 93. Darn, I forget. Anyway, it's the 95. So you finally get back to the 95 in Vegas. And I'm driving, and I'm in the left lane. And in the right lane was a pickup truck. And the pickup truck had, I guess, a lamp in it. And I wasn't paying attention because I'm in the left lane, right? You only pay attention to what's going on with your lane. Wrong. Apparently, a lamp that was a long, tall lamp that was in this pickup truck falls out of the pickup truck in the right lane. The car behind the pickup truck in the right lane, remember, all going 70 on the 95. The car behind the pickup truck swerves to miss the lamp, completely goes into a tailspin, and lands in the left lane. Now, here I come bolting at it 70 miles an hour. Thank God. I was pregnant at the time. I could see the woman's pattern. It was a white shirt with black flowers. Thank God I was able to swerve to the right, miss the car. Thank God there was nobody next to me in that lane. Oh, I thank God every day for that one. So I look in my rearview mirror. The car was able to start to move and was able to drive. Luckily, a death was averted because of some stupid lamp that wasn't properly fastened or bungee roped in that truck. And, we always forget to look around us. They teach us that in driver's ed. You got to look all around us. But my recommendation is if you see a pickup truck with crap in the back of the pickup truck, most likely assume it's not bungeed down or fastened down as good as it can be. And I would get ahead of that car. Right? I would avoid that lane, get ahead of that car. It's hard to avoid being behind it because wind could make, you know, but you just always have to look around you. This is why people say flying is safer than driving. Because when you drive, you got to worry about all this metal all around you. As opposed to flying, you're up in the air. They say the most dangerous part of flying is the drive to the airport. All right, guys, don't go away. We got a lot of medical news. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right. Please, by the way, follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Please find our page and link up with that. Now, apparently there's a gentleman who is scheduled to die. He's on death row right now. By lethal injection in January, Ronald Post. But he is apparently, quote-unquote, too fat to receive the lethal injection. And this is what his doctor has said in a court filing. I believe he was sentenced when he was 278 pounds, but now he's 400 pounds. Ronald Post does not have accessible veins in his arms, hands, or legs because he is so obese, according to his doctor. So the 53-year-old convict wants a federal judge to stop his execution on the grounds that his weight could cause him to suffer pain, severe pain, during the procedure. From what I understand, he killed Helen Vance in 1983. They say it is highly unlikely that an IV could be placed in his legs and extremely unlikely that veins could be found in his hands. This is according to Ohio State Medical Center anesthesiologist Sergio Burgess in an affidavit on Thursday. Post also has scars, the convict, on his left and right forearms from a suicide attempt that make his veins inaccessible for an IV. Are you kidding me? Okay, he's supposed to die. All right? Why does it have to be painless? And the other thing I'm wondering is, why don't they give him something to sleep, sedate him, and then do a central line? You could go through his central, you could put in a central line. Why don't you give him something to sedate him, like you would as if he was going under surgery, and then under surgical sedation, find the IV access. You find the IV access, then you give the injection. I don't get this. So somebody on death row who killed somebody close to 30 years ago is going to get out of this because he's too obese? Please. The killer said his depression and scar tissue would make it difficult for executioners to administer a lethal injection. Oh, poor baby. You killed somebody. You were sentenced to die. I guess Mr. Post weighs more than 400 pounds. Added the killer had been given blood in the past, but had found it extremely difficult. Just because he could give blood samples is no guarantee that an IV could be inserted into his vein. Sedate him like you're putting him under for surgery. Dig around, find the vein. He won't feel it. I mean, honestly, we have to now do this completely painless. He can't deal with just a little baby poke. He was sentenced to death for shooting Helen Vance in 1883. Vance's son Bill thinks these arguments is absolutely ridiculous. Apparently in 1994, a gentleman by the name of Mitchell Roop weighed 400 pounds when he was sentenced to death, but had his sentence changed to life in prison after he was found to be too heavy to hang without the risk of decapitation. I mean, if you're sentenced to death, it shouldn't matter if they get decapitated or not. I guess we have to be as nice as possible when we kill them. Post attorneys also want more time to pursue arguments and claims of a full confession by the inmate to several people have been falsely exaggerated. They say he's tried to lose weight, but knee and back problems have made it difficult to exercise. His request for bypass surgery was denied. He has been encouraged not to walk because he's at risk for falling, and severe depression contributed to his inability to limit how much he eats. All right. Apparently there was another gentleman in 2008, death row inmate Richard Cooley claimed Ohio authorities would have trouble finding his vein in his fat. He argued that he would suffer a painful death by lethal injection. If you killed somebody and you're on death row, why should it be completely painless? Are you kidding me? You know how many of us go through painful procedures, medical procedures? And have any of you had a cystoscopy? Have any of you had an endometrial biopsy? It's uncomfortable, but we get through it, and then we go about our day. How many of you have had a bone marrow biopsy? It hurts. But no, if someone's on death row, you cannot stick them with a needle if it's going to hurt. Absolutely ridiculous. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So you know what this is telling? The world's population now, you won't be killed and be put on death row. You will not be executed by an American prison if you say that you're too obese for these injections to not hurt you. I mean, it's all subjective. If I was on death row and I was obese, I'd say, oh, ow, 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 that was miserable. That you're going to hurt me with my lethal injection. I can't believe it. Why are we such wussies? No wonder nobody's scared. They have no problem killing. Wasn't a mentally disabled woman just raped on a bus? People don't care because they know they're going to get three square meals a day in prison, a warm bed. If they are on death row, you could get out of it if you think the needle's going to prick just a little bit. We look like a bunch of wussies. Nobody's scared anymore. No consequences. Now, there is a huge, from what I understand, awareness movement in Europe called the Big Check, asking men to look down and try to find their penis. If they can't look down and find their penis, they are too obese. All right. Apparently, a third of obese men cannot actually see their male genitalia. If that's the case, they're at risk for early death because their stomachs are too large. And we have talked about abdominal girth and syndrome X and how the pear-shaped body is worse for people, especially puts them in line for abdominal puts them at risk for heart disease and stroke if they have a large belly. And so they're trying to get people in Europe to just look down. If they can't see their manhood, that should warn them to go to the doctor and start losing weight. We know it puts you at risk for diabetes, heart disease, etc. I think that's a little bit graphic for people, but I guess it gets the point across. I mean, if you can't, if you're too heavy, to see body parts, true. Just like, women, if you can't see your shoes, that could be an issue. The only problem is some of us can't see our shoes because we're pretty big-breasted. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Now, they say doctors are biased against obese people. They say doctors have similar levels of bias against people who are overweight than the general public. Now, a study out of the University of Washington said the most striking thing is that physicians, like others in society, hold negative attitudes about weights. Previous research identified weight biases in doctors. The new study found that their level of bias is just like the regular public. You would think doctors would be more empathetic. They're saying your overweight doctors are more empathetic to their patients, but your non-overweight doctors aren't. They say female doctors were less biased against obese people than male doctors. Weight bias could affect the nearly two-thirds of people in the United States right now who are overweight and obese. So, what happens if a doctor is weight biased? The problem with doctors being weight biased, if a doctor hasn't gained weight, they don't understand how much of it is really out of your hands. I mean, I need to be honest with you guys. I was always pretty, I don't want to say slim, but I was always a pretty good weight. Exercised a lot, always watched what I ate. Then, had a couple kids. I couldn't believe the weight gain. I worked out. Even when I was on bed rest, I did leg lifts, right? Still gained 60 pounds both pregnancy. Lost the weight after the pregnancy. But I realized then how hormonally sensitive I am. And if I ever had to be on hormones, I would blow up. Well, gynecological issues ensued, and my doctor put me on hormones, and I packed on 40 pounds. Eating less than I ever ate. Exercising just as much. And my attitudes towards obesity changed then and there. Because I realize those of us that pack on weight, it isn't because we're always eating bonbons, chocolate, etc. There is much more of a hormonal component to weight gain than we think. So I think a doctor that has had to struggle with weight is a lot more empathetic. But somebody who has the skinny genes, they don't get it. Now, yes, some of us have to work harder than our size 2 friends. And if you don't think your doctor understands that, you need to find a new doctor who does. That doesn't mean you don't lose weight, though. You still need to lose the weight. You just got to work harder at it. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called NovaJoint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, NovaJoint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code, DocDali, DocDali. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDali 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess the makers of 7-Up, Dr. Pepper Snapple Group, Inc., was sued this week for allegedly misleading consumers over supposed health benefits, claiming they had an antioxidant in some of the varieties of the soft drink. Now, the Center for Science and the Public Interest, which is an advocacy group for food safety and nutrition, said the company's advertising and packaging suggests that the drinks contain antioxidants from blackberries, cherries, cranberries, pomegranates, and raspberries, rather than added vitamin E. Now, apparently a spokesman for Dr. Pepper Snapple, see, I always thought 7-Up came before Dr. Pepper. Did they change their name? I remember the Dr. Pepper commercials in the 70s. I remember the 7-Up commercials in the 80s. I didn't think Snapple existed back then. Odd that the company's name is Dr. Pepper Snapple Group, Inc. Anyway, he says the lawsuit is another attempt by the food police at Centers for Science and Public Interest to mislead customers about soft drinks. Now, antioxidants, we talk about those. They kind of help protect cells from damage caused by free radicals. Free radicals are these unstable molecules that could occur and cause cancer. Fox News is reporting that in 2008, the FDA objected to labeling in which Coca-Cola described its Diet Coke drink Diet Coke Plus drink had Diet Coke with vitamins and minerals. Apparently, the FDA objected to the labeling of it. The FDA told them that it does not consider it appropriate to fortify snack foods such as carbonated beverages. So apparently, Dr. Pepper Snapple's label for 7-Up Cherry does meet FDA regulations, but it really doesn't contain actual juice. So they're going to reformulate that. It won't contain antioxidants, and then they won't say that it has antioxidants. Now, so what does that mean for you and I? If we drink a cherry sort of drink, okay, like, for example, in 2009, they had 7-Up Cherry Antioxidant. 7-Up Cherry Antioxidant, they can't say they have anymore. Or if they say it's a cherry soda, you can't expect to be getting antioxidants in that. You know, there is going to be that kind of a push where we start to fortify our not-so-healthy type of junk foods. And that's going to, you know, because remember, junk food is going to sell. But there's this push to be healthy and to try to kill two birds with one stone and to try to mentally think that if we are eating healthy, we're getting vitamins. Like, for example, that's what the cereal industry did. They used quote-unquote whole grain for part of the cereal, and they also quote-unquote fortified with vitamins. Now, the FDA is allowing it. I mean, I don't know if Lucky Charms and Cocoa Krispies and all that do have vitamins and it's healthy, etc., but I got to tell you, whenever we buy cereal for the kids, and we don't let the kids eat cereal that often, like once in a blue moon, we buy the one that, you know, has all those letters all over the top. Now, who knows? It could be alphabets, say, A, B, C, D, E, but it looks like vitamins. So we go ahead and buy it. Does it have a lot of vitamins? Nah, you know, but just the fact that it's fortified, you feel like you're giving your kids something a little healthier. Honestly, if I could get my kids to eat salad for breakfast, I would, but they won't do it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, they're thinking for women who take the pill, those of us taking contraception, may actually be able to prevent or put off dementia. They say women in their 50s who had been on the pill when they were younger performed far better on memory tests than those who had never taken it. Now, experts think that estrogen, you know, the main hormone in the pill, some of the pill are progesterone only, but most pills have estrogen and progesterone. Estrogen, they believe, prevents artery hardening, which increases blood supply to the brain. Although many people also think estrogen does form clots, which is why after the Women's Health Initiative, we stopped giving people hormone therapy if we thought they were more cardiovascular prone. But scientists looked at 261 women aged 40 to 65 who were surveyed on their health. They underwent a series of tests on their memory, including naming certain objects and listing as many words as they could. Researchers from the University of Wisconsin found that women who had taken the pill performed significantly better in some of the tests. They also found that the longer the woman was on the pill, the higher the scores. Now, keep in mind, the study did not look directly at dementia. But if a person's mind worked sharper, that could, you know, indirectly mean they will have less dementia. So this is going to be studied in the Women's Journal of Health or the Journal of Women's Health. Don't knock down the magazine store trying to grab this journal. But it is interesting to see. You know, when my women come in to see me as a patient, new patients, and I look at their medicine list, and I see that, you know, they just kind of look younger. They seem to sit up taller, seem to be pretty sharp, wittier. And I'm always a little shocked by their age. But then I look at their medicine list and I see they're on estrogen. I mean, there is something to that estrogen. There always has been. Kind of keeps you young. Just, again, with breast cancer hitting 1 in 8 of us and the most common breast cancer being estrogen sensitive, you know, we can't just recommend everybody go back on it like we used to. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, a study came out saying doctors are often misinterpreting their patients' wishes. And those are doctors that actually listen to their patients. They say doctors often ignore or misunderstand what patients want in terms of treatment. And this quote-unquote preference misdiagnosis can be harmful to patients. Apparently, there is a new study saying a doctor cannot recommend the right treatment without fully understanding a patient's preference, yet usually there's large gaps between what patients want and what doctors think they want. They said, for example, one study found that doctors believe that 71% of breast cancer patients rated keeping their breasts as a top priority, but the actual number was just 7%. So I guess they disagreed on keeping the breast or mastectomy. Another study found that patients with dementia placed much less value than doctors on staying alive with severely declining mental function. A third of the study found that patients may change their treatment preference when informed about the risks and benefits. 40% of fewer men preferred surgery for benign prostate disease after they learned about the risks. So they say ensuring that treatment matches a patient's preferences is not as simple as asking what a patient wants, but requires three steps, meaning a mindset of scientific detachment, the use of data to arrive at a provisional diagnosis, and including the patient in three phases of decision-making, team, option, and decision talk. All right, so basically doctors aren't talking to the patients. Doctors may not be informing their patients. Doctors may not be giving patients all the different options. Listen, we in medical school weren't trained to do that. When I left medical school, I realized I liked the buffet approach, where I put out a buffet of options, explained what each dish was, and then let the patient pick the dish. Now, some patients will say, I don't know, you're the doc, you decide. All right? If that's the case. I don't like that, though. I would rather they and I decide. Like, for example, somebody has a lump, all right? It's considered benign based on ultrasound, but we don't know if it's truly benign. I go, would you like to see a breast doctor? Would you like to discuss, you know, your options, either taking it out and getting a true pathology, B, having a biopsy done, or C, watching and waiting? Go to the breast doctor, talk to him, get some education on what he thinks many of these look like, and a lot of them are benign, fibroadenomas, etc., all right, and see what he thinks you should do. Or could that benign lump be hiding something underneath? All these different options could occur. Sit down, talk, make that decision. You think you're ready for a hip replacement? All right, you need to know what the recovery time is, what you are looking at in terms of time off work. Is it too early to get the hip replacement? Should you try a little, you know, an injection, some physical therapy before? So sitting down and getting the nitty-gritty and the scoop before making a decision, I think patients like. But I got to tell you, it takes time. And if you don't have a doctor who's going to spend the time with you, you got to switch doctors. I love doctors out there, and I know they're time constrained. But patients need to understand. Just makes the recovery better. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids, and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Don't forget to check out the Dr. Dahlia Show cruise. We are leaving next summer for about a week, end of June, going into 4th of July weekend to go up the Inside Passage of Alaska, leaving out of Seattle. It's going to be a phenomenal trip. Phenomenal trip. It's going to be beautiful. Please go and check it out on my website at drdahlia.com. We locked in a real good rate. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. Our show is broadcast live 9 to noon Pacific time every day. You could call in during that time, 9 to noon Pacific time, noon to 3 Eastern time, anytime, and have your questions answered live. If not, if ever we are not live, when you call in, leave your message on the answer line, your call, and we will get to it the next show. If you have had medical questions, and because we've hit probably all of them, unless the transmission was kind of poor coming from your cell phone. We usually hit every single call. My recommendation is to go to our archives or podcasts. Go and check the day after you called. Check one of those 3 hours. Usually it'll be in the first or the second hour, and fast forward through those and see if you can hear your answer. I want to make sure all your questions get answered. Now, real quickly, when some of you send me and our show emails and questions on the emails, if you don't leave your return email address, we can't answer you back. Unfortunately, many of you fill out questions and you forget that one part that says email. Because if I hit reply trying to answer you, apparently it just replies back to the website. So don't forget, leave an email for us to contact you back. And there is a little blank area there on the form when you fill out your name and where you live, where you're calling from, etc. You don't have to fill out the address if you want to, you know, if you're shy, but definitely fill out the email so I can answer you back. I feel bad. The only people not getting their questions answered are the ones where I can't get to them by email. Extremely important stuff. The purpose of the show is to answer medical questions, also to let you guys vent, let you talk about anything. As you can see, we talk about everything on the show, whether it's healthcare, whether it's politics, whether it's relationships, whether it's your medical health, whether it's, you know, fiscally what's going on. I know everybody's scared that we're going to be hitting this fiscal cliff, you know, kind of like a Niagara Falls type of thing. You know, we keep you posted as much as we can on everything, because we know that when you are listening to our show, we want to make sure you aren't missing any other news that's happening elsewhere. So you're going to get it all on our show. Thank you for continuing to listen. But if I don't get your medical questions, we'll get to it the next day, or I'll email you back. All right. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. A Buena Park man illegally practiced dentistry for 5 years. Wait a second. How long did he practice? I think he practiced for longer than that. Well, he ended up getting 5 years probation and 30 days in jail. This occurred in Orange County. Esteban Campos pleaded guilty to one felony count, each of the possession for distribution of a controlled substance, obtaining public benefit aid by misrepresentation over 400, a misdemeanor count of practicing dentistry without a valid license. Why is that a misdemeanor and not a felony? Really, it's a misdemeanor if you practice dentistry without a valid license. Why is it a misdemeanor and not a felony? He was ordered to pay restitution, fines, etc. Campos was registered dental assistant, license expired in 2007. He was a registered dental assistant, expired in 2007, actually operated Stevens Dental Lab in Buena Park. He told patients he was a dentist, and he was actually giving dental exams, diagnoses, recommended oral surgery, braces, made anywhere from $65 to $2,000 a pop. Dental fraud really scares a lot of us, as well as medical fraud. I always tell you, please look up the doctor you're going to and check with the board. Okay, there's dental boards and there's medical boards and there's nursing boards. Very easy to do. They are extremely public. Anybody with an active license is going to show up on them. And even if the license is inactive, it will tell you. But extremely important for you to know who you're going to and what they've done. Now, the only thing that I have a problem with is sometimes I see on these dental or these board websites is you'll have somebody, let's say, who did something stupid in college, okay? Like, for example, one of our friends, from what I understand, he was drunk. They were at a 7-Eleven, and he had taken a candy bar and started eating it. When the shop owner screamed, "You need to pay for that," he ran. He was busted for shoplifting. That carried with him into the medical, his medical years, because he had never brought that up when he wanted to get his medical license. So from what I remember, he was, I don't know if he was fined or he was reprimanded for not being honest about a quote-unquote theft. So if you look him up on the, if you look him up on the medical board website, or if you did years ago, it would say something to the effect of a statute. You know, when you read these statutes, you know, prosecuted in the past for theft, because I think he got in trouble for shoplifting and, you know, I guess got probation or something like that back when he was in college. Something like that, you have no idea what the story is. And that kind of scares me. Okay? I mean, I think back, I don't think I did anything stupid like that, eating a candy bar. I remember when I was a little kid, those jelly candies, you know, that have sugar on them. You know, they're kind of like, they look orange or pink or red. They're about an inch and a half by a half an inch, and they're all sugary, and they're jelly candies. I remember when I was a kid, I'd steal one of those in the grocery store behind my mom's back and eat one. But I'd get in trouble, you know, with her. But what blows my mind is something like that, you know, can actually follow you, and then you have that marked on your medical record. So, you may want to ask the doctor exactly what this was about, just to get a little bit more information, because unfortunately the board only writes the statute, and if the statute says involved in theft, didn't disclose he was involved in a theft, you're thinking bank robbery, you're thinking armed robbery. So, you know, that is something that always kind of, you know, concerns us. I mean, you want your doctors to be, you know, of highest ethical morals and you know, to do things right. But, you know, every now and then something stupid from your past surfaces. Like, for example, you could have, let's say, let me think of an example where a doctor looked really bad according to the boards. Okay, I think one of the staff people, I'm trying to remember the story, was scanning things, okay, into computers. And something didn't scan into the computer. And they thought all the records were scanned. Apparently a patient's record wasn't scanned. When doctors have electronic medical records, see, we don't have electronic medical records for this reason. I love having the paper. But a lot of times with electronic medical records, you will scan reports, et cetera, into it if you can't obviously type the whole thing. You know, they allow for things to be electronically scanned, and then, of course, you have the computer program. So I guess something was scanned. They thought it was scanned. It didn't click. It didn't take. Records were already destroyed, so they're missing that record. Doctor got fined and, of course, now marred on his record for not keeping medical records. This is another reason why some of us are freaked out about electronic medical records. God forbid you lose a patient's record. I mean, that's crucial. I still don't trust computers enough to do it. But something like that will give them marks on their record. So, you know, like I said, but hopefully, again, you aren't seeing somebody who's a fake dentist or a fake doctor. That's, you know, honestly what you want to avoid. But when you see those kinds of things, you know, just remember, you know, there may be a little more of the story. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got another hour coming up. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit ioncleanse.com. That's ioncleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. ioncleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. 686-2237.